Disney set. I'd like to welcome a wonderful writer. Her name is Laura Gold, and she writes great songs. Welcome, Laura Gold.
Hi, everyone. Hello. Hi. I just was here reading George M. Cohen. You used to come out and go, "Hi, everyone." And I'm not George M. Cohen. What? Oh, sorry. I don't hear anything. Oh, okay. How about, do you hear me through the mic, though?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, oh, do I have to do something? Oh, yeah, I like big monitor.
A little more talent. Could you put more talent in?
Pardon me? Okay. Can I have a little bit more of my voice? Because then it makes me feel like I have a stronger voice than I do. That's better, yeah. All right, well, look it. How many people here in this room know that I'm gay? Just out of curiosity.
How?
No, I'm just curious. I just realized that I go around and I don't usually say it. Yes, well, that's good. I mean, that's only one thing that I am. Jewish, short, neurotic, whatever. But anyway... Yeah, here's the song. I sang it last night, but Suzanne said, sing it again tonight. So it's okay. In light of the recent events and the, you know, raised consciousness, I think, of, although I've been aware of it for years, of the suicide rate of gay teenagers, I thought I'd sing a song about my teenage years, which luckily wasn't as traumatic. We were so young and innocent, and we didn't know what to do with the feelings we discovered 30 years ago that June. Was like a loon cry, filled with loneliness and pain, as we called out to each other with a love that had no name. But as sure as the moon glows, shimmering above, and as sure as that old wind blows, I know that it was love. And how I cherish all those feelings, though they never love the hears up above, and as sure as that old wind blows, I know that it was love, and we feelings deep inside us, or the love that we had made. Thanks for listening.
Beautiful song. I'm glad to hear it two nights in a row. Laura Gold, big hand for her.